Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 33. It's headed, Jesus Presented in the Temple. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus. The name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
Thanks very much, David. So, to this reading, can we see a picture? There weren't any cameras around at the time, but it's a nice depiction of what it was like. So this is the eighth day of Jesus' life. We don't make much of this journey, because we often refer, don't we, on the journey from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. But actually, the journey that they had to make from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, it's only a few miles, but with a baby, and he's only been born a few days before, it would have been a huge journey to undertake. Normally, we'd just say Bethlehem's 5 or 6 miles out of Jerusalem, but just imagine if you're walking it with a baby and you've only just come through delivering your baby. So there's a picture of Joseph and Mary and Simeon, the old man who had been looking forward to this fantastic time when he would see salvation, where he would see the Messiah. And you sense the excitement in those wonderful words, the words of the Nunc Dimittis, which have been used throughout the past 2,000 years as a central part of Christian worship. "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." One word I want us to do some work on this morning, and it's the word salvation. That's the key word. Salvation, what does it really mean? What's it all about? I need a helper, and because this helper needed certain properties, he was volunteered. Benjamin. So, we're going to look together. Thank you. You're a good man. I hope you continue to think you're a good man as this goes on. But you are going to represent for us all the ways in which we so easily go away from God. So we're not talking about Benjamin. We're just using Benjamin as an illustration. And because here's the first thing. One of the things that is characteristic of all of us, I'm not just getting at Benjamin, his parents might be, but I'm not getting Benjamin, is selfishness. We all of us are inclined to think about number one. And being selfish, just thinking about ourselves, is a burden that we bear. It prevents us from living life to the full. It's not that heavy, is it? Doing well. So all the things like selfishness, all the negative things, are a weight upon us, and they restrict the way in which we live. Bad actions will often look colourful and attractive for all of us. And this is about all of us. Don't think I'm at any point getting it to Benjamin. You're doing really well. Bad actions, they look good, and we think, but we know they're bad, and actually they're a burden upon us. And they mean that we can't, you know, I'm sure you can run really fast, can't you? You've got long legs and all that. Can you run pretty fast? Well, you can't run so fast now anyway, can you? But we'll balance it off a bit, because it's not just bad actions, but it's bad words. We say things we shouldn't say. And you're doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem to be doing fine. Sorry, don't want it to fall down with all the burden. So, bad words. Words are so powerful, aren't they? On the face of it, they don't look as powerful as actions, but actually our bad words can be more destructive, much more destructive than ever our actions are. And the more we identify these things that are not good in our lives, we realise that they prevent us from living the life we're supposed to live. But it's not just the bad things we do, it's the bad actions I didn't get round to. The sins of omission. Can you hold that, because you've got a hand, which is very conveniently free. God has called us to do so many things, to care for other people, to give ourselves to other people, to love other people. And not getting round to them is a sin. We've missed out in a part of our lives. We've missed out on the blessing that God wanted for us. You're doing so well. We're proud of you. You have got another hand free, haven't you, at the moment? Which is great. Kind words that I never said. You know, it's possibly when I talked about bad words, you think, you know, you're really working hard to think of anything you said that you shouldn't have said. Fantastic, what a life to live. But all of us can think of words of encouragement we could have given, kind words we could have said, but we just didn't get round to it. How's it feeling? You all right? Really comfortable? That's good. No, you're doing so well. I knew you had a natural gift. But all these things come with something else. And that's, I hope you like my luggage. No, it's great. All these things come with guilt, that as you are conscious that you haven't done what you should have done, actually you feel badly about it, and there's the finger of accusation, so you have guilt to carry around as well. You're doing really well. I think it's amazing. I don't know how you keep going, but apparently you do. Another bad thing. No, it'll be fine. You're doing well. Is fear. It may just be a little fear, maybe a fear of the future. It may just seem just a little general fear, but fears can totally distort the way in which people live. You know, they can't live fully because of fear. Some people live, and the writer of the Hebrews talks about people who live in fear of death all their lives. So fear, it was because you're a natural, Ben. That's really what it came down to. And there's only this one final thing, worries that you can have. I'm sure you've got, I knew you had a vacant couple of fingers. The worries that you can carry, which are, now I know You can run really fast, Benjamin. Can you run really fast with all that lot?
No.
No. Okay, well, that's fairly decisive, isn't it? Okay, let's now reflect on what salvation is. What we need to do is get rid of these burdens. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, it's doing well. Let's have somebody who can help us with this. For these purposes, don't get a false view of yourself, Simon. You're going to be the saviour, and your son needs a saviour at the moment, so that's handy. Shall we? What should we get rid of? Let's get rid of your worries, okay? That would be... Hey, you feel better already, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good. What should we... Let's get rid of... Actually, we're going to have to get rid of a number of things together. The kind words that you could have said. We're going to get forgiveness for them. You've got to get rid of the bad words you've spoken. How are you feeling?
Kind of better.
Kind of better. So this salvation thing really works. Can we do this without taking your arm off? Which we're willing to do, of course. Right. The bad actions. The only way in which we can get rid of them is by turning our back on them, by confessing them. And we need somebody who can take the weight of those things. The good actions I didn't get round to. We need to find... This is the process of salvation, of us saying we want to give up our fear, but we need to find somebody to give them to. Don't we? You've never been so grateful for your dad over this Christmas period, have you? Get rid of the guilt. The guilt, you don't need to own it. You can give the guilt to the person who can take that way. And finally...
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Yes, that wasn't part of the script. Give up your selfishness. I mean, that was quite an experience, wasn't it? You had more weight than you could comfortably take. But what you did was, together, we gave them to somebody who could easily, and look at that, securely take the whole weight. That is salvation. When Ben had all those weights upon him, he could not live normally. He could not live life to the full. It was only by getting rid of those things. So we need to thank God that he's given to us a saviour. And for these purposes, Simon is the picture of that, the person who can take, the one who can take those burdens from us. And we need to say thank you for Christmas time that reminds us that Jesus came to be our saviour. He came to be our Lord. He came to take all those burdens away. Can we say a big thank you to both friends, but particularly to you? Well done. I'd like us to go on to the key verse which I identified at the beginning of the service. Now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. Keep that picture in your mind as I've been reflecting on it the last few days. You think it's a good picture of how our lives can easily get choked with burdens which are heavy and heavy to bear. We need to believe that today is the day of salvation. God wants to take those worries. He wants to take the guilt. He wants to take our failings so that we can live life to the full. That's what it's all about. Let me pray with you. Father, we thank you that Jesus came to be our Saviour, that he can set us free, whoever we are, from the weight of our sin. Lord, we've done things wrong, and we want to say sorry, Lord, because we want to get rid of the weight of that sin. We've said things that were out of line, and Lord, we want to say sorry to you because we want you to forgive us and to set us free. Lord, we thank you that you are willing to take the burden, as Simon did. You're willing to take the burden of our sins and our failures and our inadequacies, so that we could live our lives to the full. Father, thank you for your generosity to us. We today receive your gift of salvation. And we pray that in this coming year we may live in the light of this wonderful gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.